SBS Radio.
Pag-usapan natin yung mga issue na hindi gaanong pinag-uusapan sa labas ng yung trabaho, yung tinatawag nating violence in the workforce.
Yes.
Ano yung mga safety measure na ipinapatupad ninyo para maiwasan yung mga ganun?
Kasi pag sa trabaho, matanggap kami ng mga pasyente sa iba-ibang lugar. So, depende saan sila nag-gagaling. So, for example, mga pasyente galing from emergency, we need to find out through handover, clear communication, and documentation from the nurses and doctors from emergency that they are not concerned with the patient having violent or behavioral issues. So, in emergency, they actually use what we call behavior of concern assessment, and basically, they will communicate that sa ward na pupunta yung pasyente. Pag nasa ward na sila, syempre hindi namin lalagay sa ibang mga vulnerable patients. Nasa single room sila, at pag mag-nursing care kami, dalawang nurses magpupunta sa room ng pasyente. So iiwas namin yung risk na isa lang nurse mag-aano doon sa pasyente na may high violence or aggressiveness. We communicate that throughout our shift. And if there is a little bit of an act of aggression or violence, we actually call security. We do have duress buttons on the ward, and that we can also call for help.
Madalas ba yung nangyayari sa iyong pagtatrabaho?
Iniiwas namin, inilagay namin yung mga precautions. Ayun nga, may security, pagkailangan namin mag-active ng security sa loob ng kwarto o sa labas ng kwarto. Escort nila kami o yung mga nurses namin sa loob. You know, violence, aggression is not tolerated. So there are posters around the ward, around the hospital. And if we see yung nga, may aggression sila, mag-uusap kami sa pasyente. Sasabihin namin hindi kami para dito mag-receive ng abuse. We're here to look after you. Pag ayaw mo mag-cooperate, yun nga, we'll put things in place. And we often have a behavioral contract with the patient, and they have to agree that there's no foul language, verbal abuse, as well as physical abuse.
Pero despite of having lots of posters around the hospital, nangyayari pa rin yun kasi hindi naman talaga yun nasusunod ng mga pasyente.
Oh, pasyente at pamilya. At least then we would say, you know, this is inappropriate behavior. You're not welcome to visit on the ward, and our security will stop you if need be. The front door or the reception place. We won't permit them to come up.
Paano kung nagpatuloy pa yung aggressive behavior ng mga pasyente and their family? Families.
Depending also if it's mental health, or is it an organic, is it psychological, we would actually have the psychologist, psychiatrist to look at that. If that is not mental health issues, then basically we will escort the patient or families or relatives off the premises.
Myra, have you had any incidents that have escalated for further action?
Yes, we would have a code black, so that with a patient threatening staff with, say, a walking stick or a IV pole, we would have police involved, and they would come in and, I guess, restrain the person, the patient. And with that, the doctors would need to evaluate and see what type of management plan. If they're medically well, then they'll be escorted off the premises by the police.
Have you had any unpleasant incident at work? I know you have mentioned them. But...
Yes, definitely. A knee miss of a patient who was behaving violently, threatening a medical staff. So we alerted the security team, we escalated to management, and we put things in place for that patient. I guess in the hospital, talagang kailangan we have to support each other. Kahit nurses, doctors, cleaners, it's a collaborative effort to actually get everyone safe, and that we stand to the fact that violence, aggression is not tolerated in the workplace.
What training do you do to make sure you are equipped to handle challenging behaviors at work?
Yeah, sure. So there's yearly competencies. Unit managers attend workplace training for how to de-escalate, how to escalate, how to assess behavior of concerns, what processes need to be activated. We also then have in-service for nursing staff to attend how to de-escalate situations. patients, they will have that either yearly or when we have a nemesis or an incident, we will do debriefing and reviewing processes. So it's actually an ongoing thing. Every day, every shift, we look at risk. We highlight those who are potential for violence and appropriate interventions and strategies in place.
I know that your job is very challenging. What are the advantages in working in this kind of environment?
I guess working in this kind of environment is leading by example, letting the staff know that we're here to support them. We want them to be safe and for them to voice concerns for their safety, to really escalate their fear, you know, not to just to keep it in. Everyone needs to share what they're feeling and whether they need debriefing, emotional support. It is a part of our job. We come every day not hoping to face this, but we need to be aware that this can happen and we have to be prepared to act accordingly.
What other challenges have you encountered in your day-to-day working apart from the challenges from people's behavior?
I guess it's how to speak and how to try to resolve the patient's concerns. Example, you know, if they weren't getting the right communications, if they don't know what's going on, it's to, you know, inform the units to say, can we please explain to the patient? Can we organize a family meeting? It's really getting to the bottom of what they're not happy about. So therefore, they're not going to escalate in their anger because they're frustrated with the health system that no one's communicating. It's honing in. You know, yung ramdam mo na hindi happy yung pasyente, bakit? It's difficult when, syempre, yung ibang mga nurses hindi very articulate sila sa pasyente. It's really hard, you know. I think you need to be clear and using sometimes simple language to the patient that can actually help them not be angry.
You made mention earlier that you have been working in that job for how many years?
Different roles, but for this organization, I've been working for, you know, 24 years. You've seen different changes in the environment, in how the patients are becoming more unwell, you know, the demand on the health systems, the demand of, you know, doctors and nurses. And it is, sometimes they just feel that things are not being done for them, but in fact, there are things being done. They perceive it's not being done, but yes, we try very, very hard to, you know, get the best outcome for them.
Now, if you were given a choice of work, what would you have chosen?
Wow, good question. You know, you do a lot of reflection, but in my position, nursing is a calling. Nursing is valued. It is serving unwell patients and also, you know, looking after their families to get them to understand what their loved one is going through. I really don't think I would be changing my profession. I've always either wanted to, you know, do teaching or nursing, and here I am doing both. As a nurse, as someone who's very proud of their profession, you lead by example. You want nurses to demonstrate in value score. This is how I treat my loved ones. This is how I would like you to treat patients. Na talagang kailangan mag-understand, kailangan mag-be patient to them. But of course, also be mindful that yung safety natin as nurses, kailangan mag-voice yung ano nila, yung issues, what they see is going on the ward. So yeah, I wouldn't change my profession. I love what I'm doing.
Lastly, Myra, any inspirational message for our listeners?
I guess when you are in the hospital and you see nurses working, caring for your loved ones, that patients, you know, we respect, provide that respect, be mindful of their workload as well. We're there to help your loved ones. And if there's any concern about your loved ones out there, you know, there's no barriers for you asking for assistance with the nurse in charge or providing feedback of where we could be better in what we do. We're all here together to provide a good health service, a better health service, so we can look after our sick patients. They could be your loved ones. They could be, you know, someone that you know.
Thank you so much for your time, Myra, and mabuhay ka.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino. sbs.com.au